Sunday 3/22/26. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called God's Blueprints. The natural world around you is a result of the words spoken by men. This is how I made man to operate, for good or for evil. This is the building blueprints for all humanity. The world that I created was perfect, but the deceiver came and tricked the man out of what I had made for him. As the years have continued, seed time and harvest have continued. Spoken words are the blueprint, and they have made the world that you live in today. Jesus came to set man back to pre-fall state. He paid the penalty for sin and put Adam, mankind, back in the garden. Everything around you that you see has been the result of Satan's blueprints or my blueprints. In other words, there's two masters, period. So we're going to look at a few scriptures here. This is, since we're right there in Hebrews from the last teaching, Hebrews 11. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, it's what you speak. What we see today is a result of what men have spoken. Okay, I'm going to go over to Isaiah 55. This is going to be different because I never thought about it this way. Starting with verse 6 there. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. We know about God's thoughts. It created Genesis chapter 1. It created everything that's listed there. God's thoughts did, and he spoke it. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread for the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands instead of the thorn. We're changing our world. This is what this is talking about, changing the landscape. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Point of interest here, they say that the places where we have the horrible deserts used to be green and lush. Wicked men have come in and destroyed the land. The Grand Canyon looks the way it does because it's been mined to oblivion. Every resource that God meant for us, they've mined out of these places. That's why it looks the way it does. It's not some natural formation. The devil has come to steal, kill, and destroy. He's come to fill men's minds with his thoughts, and men have spoken it, and that's why we have transgenders. That's why we have people sodomizing babies and drinking their blood and all the horrible things that we've seen. That's why homosexual marriage is in place. Okay. As the word of God goes forth, it begins to accomplish what it was sent for. You will begin to see the landscape change. You will see the attitude of the people change as my word dominates the area. This is why your television broadcast has been harassed, and yourself as well, and others that have joined you. Much has been accomplished, and you will are well known, even though you have not realized it yet, by friend and foe in the spiritual realm. Eventually, it will begin to show up in the natural realm. This is my blueprint to change the landscape. We're all waiting for pie in the sky. Just listen to me. I did it in Genesis. Genesis 1, and gave that same ability to the man and woman in the garden. My church is very carnal. Only knows how to operate in the natural, and that is why my church never seems to get ahead, and the world system has been able to extinguish the light. We're going to look at Hosea chapter 4. Let me find it here. It's way back there. Yeah. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. And there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. In other words, evil thinking, evil speaking is what we see, what we have seen. The thief has worked tirelessly to accomplish this. In the parable of the sower, it says, Satan comes to steal the word. My people perish for lack of knowledge. If you can start getting the word into people and they begin to see the truth of that and they begin to speak the word of God, the Lord says this landscape will change. Just like I changed the landscape, you will change the landscape. Everybody's waiting on pie in the sky or an escape. Shut down all negativity in your life and ministry and you will see positive results. There is a miracle in your mouth, so use your words to say what you want. I'm waiting on my church to build my city. This city ain't built on rock and roll, excuse me very much. All the things that the world esteems highly today, this city is going to be built on what we speak. Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Isn't that what we're speaking of? Deliver us from evil. The church is sitting on their suitcases waiting for me to do everything. Nothing is going to happen unless they begin to hear sound doctrine. Wake up and trim your lamps and get to work plowing your field and take the gospel for the harvest fields are white. People are plunging into eternity every day. Some to heaven, some not. There's a reason Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer. He wanted his kingdom to come. And it's up to us. We've been thinking it's up to him. And he says it's up to you. He can't come with the negativity that's been on the earth. That's got to change. His church has to change it. We have to turn it around. See, most people think, oh, that's silly. God's going to do it all. And, you know, when Israel builds that temple over there and all that stupid stuff that people have taken, all natural applications, nothing to do with me doing anything or working or being spiritually minded and doing the work in the spirit. No, it's just, we're just awaiting on God for everything. I'm just awaiting on Him to heal me. I'm just awaiting on Him to give me a better job. I'm just awaiting on Him to rapture me out of here, this God-forsaken place. Why is it God-forsaken, do you suppose? Because it's people forsaking it. He said it's people perish for lack of knowledge. It's not knowledge of the world, as we can see. It's knowledge of His Word. He gave us His Word to build. He told the man and woman, go fill the earth. Subdue it. Take dominion over it. Hebrews 11. Talking about some in the Faith Hall of Fame here, it said, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their people, for He hath prepared for them a city. A city, the city of God. It's not like anything we've ever seen. We're calling for that city, the city of God, that He has prepared for us. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. What is that prayer about if it's not about building the city of God, bringing the city of God? It's been prepared for us for a long time. God's waiting on us. We're not waiting on Him. He's waiting for His church to get the lost saved. Revelation 21. In 22, new heaven, new earth. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven, the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And He goes on to talk about those that overcome. And He said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, come hither. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even as a jasper stone, clear as crystal. It had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, north 3 gates, south 3 gates, west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. It goes on to describe all of these things. Verse 22 talks about it too. Only good that God has prepared. We're not going anywhere. As we change the landscape, it's coming here. This concept is a new beginning. This is a spiritual house, not a natural one. And this is a city that God has built, it says. The world and most of the churches are looking only to natural means to confirm to them biblical times. They're not going to find it in the natural. They're looking for all the things that we've read in books that people try to explain the book of Revelation. It always seems to be natural that they look at, not the spiritual. It is time to stop sitting on our hands and waiting on God. But get in the Spirit and do whatever the Spirit says to do. He, the Holy Spirit, is our teacher. He leads and guides us into all truth, and He will show us things to come. We must put our hand to the plow and not look back. As we follow God's blueprint, calling those things which be not as though they are, we will see that city manifest in the natural, and we will live in it and enjoy it for all eternity. You can read the rest of 21 and 22 of Revelation. That's exactly what it's talking about. Okay, that's it.